from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Just from the sideline watching, I feel like our O-line did a better job of staying attached and finishing blocks today. Always have to go back and watch the film to see, you know, who stood out amongst the group. But I like how they work collectively today to allow us to run the ball.
And they did. Ran the ball a little bit more, a little bit better.
They did.
Considering on the rest of the preseason. It's In the Loop, Sports Radio 610, on a reaction Monday after the Texans get a 17-15 victory over the Rams in the preseason finale. Looking ahead, We got football, baby. Real life matters in the wins and losses standings. Football coming up.
Hey, man. Starting this week. You ready for it, Figgy? Considering we have a full slate of college football this weekend. 24 consecutive weeks of football.
Man.
Real football.
That sounds fun.
24.
Sounds fun. I also got a little bit tired just hearing that.
That's a lot to cover.
A lot of football, but excited for it. But, yeah. I mean, look, we're not done looking back at what was yesterday and gearing up for tomorrow when the 53-man roster cut down happens. In order to do all of that, I would like to get the OG's passing thoughts.
Experience, wisdoms, opinions, barbecue sauce. Our guy Lopez has it all and shares it with you.
I used to go into the clubhouse and I just
It's time for the OG's passing thoughts.
Tell me a story, OG.
I do feel compelled not to say that I didn't write that once again, but that's it. I like it. But all right, so some passing thoughts here. Now let's not bury the lead. Let's be honest. I was sitting with Figgy for the first half in the press box. Let's be very honest. This was not a great game.
What?
We're not going to lie to you.
That might have been the longest first quarter in history, man. That first quarter was like 30 minutes, man.
It didn't move, didn't it? It took a while.
But here's my passing thought on that. That's good. That's a good thing. That means you've got yourself a squad. Because we were you know, sitting up there going, all right, well, that guy's not going to be on this squad. That guy's not going to be on this squad. That guy. This team is set. This team has, you know, frontline players, backups. Now, we can talk, and we will, about, you know, Cam Akers and Damian Pierce and some of the receiver things and some of the big decisions coming down. But that's still down the roster. Like what I'm looking at when I'm watching this very, very below average played game with players that we will not be talking about at all. To me, that's a good thing. Like, that means you're good. All right?
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, that means that you have dudes that you feel comfortable about that did not have to be anywhere near that. You have a lot of things figured out. It's one of the reasons why the few places where you need to figure some things out stand out so much.
Yeah.
Those are the spots that you haven't gotten settled. But, yeah, no, I think that's fair.
Yeah, we're parsing. We're picking nits. Another passing thought here for you guys. I think we're all going to read into D'Amico Ryan's comments that we heard last time. I don't know if you want to play them again, Figgy. We heard in the last segment. We're all going to read into this whatever we want. So I am going to as well. Let's hear it.
I didn't play Damian because I've seen enough from Damian in practice and everything. So I've had a good look at Damian.
All right, so you might read into that, and I think you kind of are leaning this way. He's seen enough. He's probably going to make the squad. Am I putting words into your mouth?
No, that's definitely the way that I feel. It seems like a joint practice on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
The report was that, you know, he looked better in that. He looked pretty good. And so I think that the idea is the practices have looked good. The games have not so much for us.
Figgy, I'm curious on your thoughts on what you read into that.
I think he's on the team, man. Mm-hmm. I think, honestly, I think if they had some questions about him, he would be playing all of these games. He would be that starting running back that play in at least the first half.
Yeah.
And he haven't even played a full first half.
And I'm reading something altogether different. That's three people in this room, three different ways to read that. I'm reading, we've made our decision on Damian Pierce. There is nothing he could do in this game. Unlike like a John Metchie, there's nothing that would change our minds. Now, what is that decision? Is it third team? Is it not with the squad? Is it trade bait? I don't know. But I think they're like, we know what it is.
But see, it's so weird because they barely played him.
Mm-hmm.
He only had 8 carries. That to me, I felt
and
like.
And that's in the entirety of the preseason.
Yeah.
So I feel like a comment like that, that could have been for Joe Mixon if he played. If he played a couple series and didn't really produce like we thought he would have produced.
Yeah,
that's something he would have said about that. Like, oh, I ain't we know what Joe Mixon could do. We ain't worried about that.
Yeah,
and I guess the thought is, you know, arisen the idea that if you want to trade him, maybe you did not want to play him for risk of injury or what have you.
But, right.
I mean, like Figgy mentions, he's had 8 snaps, and you can do the basic math on it. 8 snaps for 9 yards, right? Like, that's not. That's our 8 carries, I should say. He's had some more snaps.
Yeah.
8 carries, 9 yards. Like, if you're trading somebody, I do wonder what that exists as. You're a fisherman, right? What kind of bait are we talking about there for the chum that is the rest of the league to come out and come
shrimp
and get a bite?
Is what that is. That's dead shrimp right there. Yeah.
And I just feel like, I mean, and you know, I ain't trying to defend Damian Pierce, but that's not enough to really call the books on him. We just kind of looking at last season how he was too.
That too.
So I just felt like we need to see a little more to close the book on him.
Yeah.
Well, we're not the decision makers.
No, we're not. Another passing thought here, and this is for all of us jaded, and I'm probably a little more jaded than y'all because I've been in the business a lot longer. But I love having interactions like this. This was outside the stadium. I was doing the tailgating again.
Mm.
I met a bunch of people, a bunch of listeners coming in asking about you. Hey, when are we going to see Reg? I said, man, we'll see him. Don't worry about it.
Week 2. Let's do it.
Week 2.
Let's do it.
There is something really cool about preseason games like this that I just absolutely love. I met 3 families, okay? 3 separate families, different times of when I was out there, that got free tickets. And that's part of preseason game number 4. Your boss or your neighbor or your family member that doesn't care about going to the preseason, but they have season tickets, they give you tickets, right? All 3 families brought kids to their first ever NFL game. Let's not be too jaded here, man. That's awesome. Like, I remember my first NFL game was a preseason game. We were visiting some family up in Dallas. I was probably 8 years old. My dad, I don't know how he got the tickets, but we went to see the Cowboys and the Steelers in the last preseason game. And I think that was preseason game number 4 or 5 back then.
Sure.
No one was playing. And I remember that game more than I remember most games that I've been to. And I've been to.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thousands.
Yeah, man. It's one of the things that's kind of talked about. It. Mm-hmm. It's a very small percentage of football fans that'll get a chance to see their favorite team in the stadium.
Yeah.
We're so used to watching on TV and that experience of in-person sports. It's second to none for most, especially at that young age, as you mentioned. So preseason exists as an opportunity to get in for the low.
Yeah, I remember going to my first game. It was when the Browns first came back. I want to say this was 99, 2000, somewhere around
preseason.
Yeah. It was playing the Eagles.
Yeah.
So I ain't see no Donovan. I can't remember if I did see Donovan. I can't remember.
I don't remember who was there. All I remember was, I met one kid. His name was Pablo. And little Pablo was probably, I think he said he was 9 years old. Dude, you'd have thought he was going to the Super Bowl. It was so awesome.
Yeah.
It was so awesome to see kids finally going. Yeah, I mean, you see an NFL team in person.
And yeah. It's not just the team, man. It's this giant building being here, yeah. Being around all these people, getting to eat some of the food.
The tailgating, right? Yeah. The buzz.
And that was my first time where I knew, I'm like, man, people don't like Pittsburgh here because somebody I knew, because I wasn't on a field trip pretty much.
Yeah.
And so one of the teachers or whatever, he wore Pittsburgh Steelers gear.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't think nothing of it. I'm sorry, all right. Man, somebody started booing them. People started flicking them off.
Oh, wow.
He stood up like, yeah. So I ain't know the beef was real like that.
Yeah.
That was my first Browns versus Steelers beef in person.
You get to learn about humanity in those parking lots, man.
I'm like, why they hate this guy so much?
Yeah, you know now.
I know now. I would have flipped them off if I knew.
All you people that give away your tickets, make sure you get them to families that have kids. That was just very heartwarming. We'll get into more of this later. I mean, later as in the coming weeks. But I got to visit with Janice McNair at halftime for a little bit.
Ooh, oh, okay. That's nice.
That is the sweetest lady in the world.
She is. Every time I see her, I just smile. Like, oh, I wish that was my grandma.
I got to go.
For other reasons. Grandma's love putting a little bit of money in your hand. I feel like the bills would be larger.
She ain't getting me no socks for Christmas.
Yeah. I believe the net worth is $5.7
billion. God, that'd be a blessing.
I believe.
That's great.
But she's just the sweetest lady. I got to go up there and I walked into the suite, which, by the way... It ain't your average suite. And I just sat.
They're not sending the nosebleeds, huh?
Oh, boy. And I sat and I went and chatted with Janice McNair a little bit at halftime. I'll get to exactly why later. But I just wanted to. She's just the best. She goes to practices, sits in that air-conditioned tent. Pretty cool. All right, here's more back on the field.
Okay.
Passing thought. There are some players on this squad that, despite all the practices we've been to, all the depth that we get from our boots on the ground and things we know and people we talk to, there are some players on this squad that here we are, less than 24 hours from cut day. I have no idea. I'm going to give you some. I have no idea where they stand.
Yeah.
Ali Gay, he's the guy that I keep seeing him making plays. He's an end. He's showing up with the first team. He's showing up with the third team. Like, I have no idea what they think of Ali Gay. And then let me go through the other ones and y'all can react. Desmond King.
Sure.
No idea. No idea. A couple more here and then you guys react. Xavier Hutchinson leads the team in receiving, 12 catches, 120 something yards in the preseason, but he's playing an awful lot. I have no idea where they think of him. John Metchie, no idea what they're thinking of him as much as, and Ben Skoranek. Ben Skoranek they brought in. Like those five guys, Gay, King, Hutchinson, Metchie, and Skoranek. I wish I had more knowledge for you people. I got no idea.
Take a stab at it. What you think that is going to happen to those
guys? Well,
let
me let Reggie weigh in first, and I will.
Well, the only thing I was going to say is, like, it feels like Skoranek, they might not be thinking about him at all, really. Like, you just have so many wide receivers, and I don't know if you listed the wide receivers 1 through 7, because, I mean, I feel like if you went long, you would keep 7.
Yeah.
I don't think he makes top 7 even as of right now, which that's kind of wild, but it speaks to how good this wide receiving core is.
Figgy, agree or disagree? Ali Gay, I'm going to say no. Maybe practice squad or something like that. Desmond King, believe it or not.
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say no.
I haven't
no.
heard his name all camp. Man.
And he muffed the punt.
Yeah, at that point, Saturday. I'm like, yeah, it's hard for you to stick around.
Xavier Hutchinson, I want to say yes, but they sure are playing him a lot.
I'm going to say yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to say yes, and I'm going to let you get to the next one.
John Metchie, I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say no.
Ooh.
I'm
going to
say.
You think the trade happens?
I think he's getting traded.
Okay.
He looked good. I just don't see him being I don't want to say a fit on the team, but it's so many wide receivers.
Yeah.
I just think they probably going to get a okay offer for him and just let him start fresh.
And Ben Skoranek, I'm going to say no.
Yeah, Ben Skoranek.
I'm going to say no, too. Yeah.
Especially because Ben Skoranek is the wide receiver that everybody, like, oohs and ahs about because he like getting in there and blocking almost like a fullback. And with this team, it seems like they're trying to find at least a temporary solution at fullback.
Mm-hmm.
And he does not seem like that. And I feel like that should tell you, you know, everything you need.
I got some more that we'll get to later.
You sure?
But I do want to add one more here.
Okay.
Just because I thought it was very telling. I don't think anyone made a better case for Davis Mills to be the backup quarterback than Case Keenum.
See, that's why I didn't want to really trade him unless somebody come offer a trade. Like, nah, like, I'm cool with Davis Mills being the backup right now, man.
Yeah, man, especially in a situation where he exists in that space where if you have to go to the backup, you don't go, oh, well, we're screwed anyway, right? Like, you're like, hopefully we can make some things work.
Yeah, hopefully we don't have to go to the backup.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. If that time comes, we're going to figure it out then.
There you
but
go.
Right now, I'm good.
I love that some other folks are letting us know about their first games.
Love it. It was just so heartwarming.
Yeah, Kid Cowboy was talking about he was also eight, but it was 1974 with the Scab Players. So
wow.
It's kind of a similar feeling where you're like, who are these people playing? There were some other folks on the text line letting us know of their times watching games, and then glad you brought up the idea of giving those tickets away if you're not going, you know, get those tickets to some folks that have an opportunity to see it. There you go. You're in the loop. Sports Radio 6-Ton. Coming up next, inspired by the Little League World Series, what from your youth still haunts you to this day? 713-572-4610 is the number to text. We'll talk about it next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.